Hello, and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. This week, we're talking about The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Say that five times fast. And it is a movie I've been wanting to see basically my entire life. It is well known as a Ray Harryhausen picture. He is the special effects legend who was like really prolific in the 50s, really. I mean, he worked from the 40s to the early 80s, but this movie is kind of like quintessential Harryhausen. And if you see clips from it or pictures, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that kind of stop motion animation. Like think of King Kong, for instance. But The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms is from 1953, and it tells a story of a dinosaur that gets awakened from its Arctic hibernation, in a sense. There's some atomic bomb testing that's going on, and the beast is set loose, makes its way to New York City, destroys a whole bunch of stuff, kills a lot of people, and it ends. That sounds like a typical kaiju film. That's because this movie basically set the template for everything else to come. Yes, there was King Kong, and this movie bears a lot of, you know, similarities in terms of story, but this movie set the stage for Godzilla in 54, Gojira, and it was the filmmakers and creators of that movie who took a lot of inspiration from The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. It did come out a year before, after all, so it's definitely on their mind as the mold to emulate, and they did. The movie is filled with your typical characters, scientists, generals, one woman, which is always a knock, but it is the times in which the films were made. So continuing on the good stuff, the script is fast, it's witty, those characters all have really good chemistry, as archetypal as they are, so that was really cool. There are some like psychological themes going on in the movie. Is the guy, you know, is the person, our lead hero, is he the one who witnessed the beast escape from the ice? Is he seeing things? Is he not? Only he knows the truth. And gosh darn it, he's going to convince the world that everyone is in danger. So that's a really compelling story. I found myself really into that. They're like tracking the beast and like following its feeding patterns down the Atlantic seaboard. And I was like, this reminds me of Jaws, it reminds me of Tremors, any movie where they're like following the beast, tracking the points of its feeding locations, and then it's like, oh, its next stop is us. So that was just fun. A little campy, but I'll get to the real camp in a second. And there's one tidbit in the movie that I was like, this is awesome. It's when it's revealed that the beast's blood is toxic. So you can't just go shooting at it with, you know, tanks and bombs. Like, it's gonna imperil humanity even through its blood. I thought that was really cool. The adverse side is that awesome plot point came too late in the movie to do anything for me. And that was kind of the thing with this movie in general. Like, as awesome as it was, special effects, great. Script was great. Characters were great. It still somehow lacked the emotional depth that a movie like Gojira or King Kong fully embrace. They make those, like, time-honored masterpieces, while The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms is just a notch underneath those movies. Because you do wish there was something a little bit more happening with the human characters, right? So one big thing that really kind of bugged me was anytime the beast was on camera and there's humans, like cops come in and they start shooting at the beast, but there's no real sense of danger. They're just like, oh, there's a monster, boom, boom. What? You gotta give me something more. There's gotta be some sort of fear in your eyes that you're looking at something ungodly. So there's my rant on The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Really quick here in the next minute, the campy stuff is, spoiler alert, the climax at the roller coaster. First of all, you're at a roller coaster, there's a monster, there's fire, and how do they gotta kill it? They're going to get in a roller coaster car. They're going to ride it right to the top of the roller coaster. They're not just going to shoot it, because remember, its blood is toxic. They are going to shoot it with a radioactive isotope into its chest, and that will kill the beast. And you need a crack shot sniper to do it, and he does it, and it's great. Everyone collectively breathes a sigh of relief. So, but then it ends. And I was also like, what? That's it? There's zero denouement. The movie is just over. In a way that's, again, not as satisfying as King Kong, where you've grown to love this monster and you really feel something in his death. When the beast from 20,000 Fathoms die, you're just like, all right, what's the next picture? So thank you for this time. Follow Camp Kaiju. On Thursday, I'll be posting about another movie I watched recently, The Little Shop of Horrors from 1960. So look out for that post. And next week, I will be releasing another video on Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. So watch that movie before next week, and let's talk about it.